Blog Talk Radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
What's this?
I never knew.
think I wanna hear some horns.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Wednesday, November 22nd. I did type that like that, didn't I? Yeah. November 22nd with a TH here. I think I did that. November 22nd. Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. And Take a Living Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good day. The song said it's Goodbye Day, and it is, and I'm excited about it. Hope y'all are too. It is, again, Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. It's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King, alongside my brother in mission. Look who's in here on Wednesday, y'all.
Going down today, baby.
Look who in here on Wednesday, y'all. It's the one, the only, the good pastor from the south side of Chicago. First Bethel Church in the house, Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's going on, man?
That'd be me.
Look, y'all, he's in here on Wednesday, y'all. I'm hoping we're going to have some more company. We're supposed to have some more company today. I don't chase after grown folk. Grown folk know where they're supposed to be, and if you ain't going to be somewhere, you're supposed to say something. Somebody. That's all I'm going to say. But yes.
That'd be me. I want my other brothers to come in.
Right. Man, he said he was coming.
Man.
He here.
I'm here.
Other folk normally supposed to be here, Henderson.
Ain't here.
You talked to that cat?
I talked to Cardinal yesterday.
He's here. I know he's in town. Right.
He is,
you know
here.
This? I'm in Alabama.
He don't call me. Huh?
Right.
Yeah, he called me yesterday.
Right, I'm in New York. I'm you know, he here.
He's been gone lately, man.
Yeah, I know that. It's like, so I don't know where he at. And then the good prophet.
The prophet.
Nah, he might
be stuck.
Stuck what?
Behind his counter, man. He was cooking up some stuff yesterday.
Okay.
Shade. Shade.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey,
so,
it's going down today, y'all.
I'm just trying to help
going
somebody.
Down today, y'all. Going down today, y'all. I'm ready to do my dance today. The dudes. Wait till my brother announced this one today.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all, this is going to be good. It's going to be a good day. Today's topic, it is Wisdom Wednesday. We're going to do a couple things. We're going to ask this question, and we want y'all to get ready for it. What are you thankful for? That's going to be the one question. We want to make sure we hit that.
Let's get that out the way.
We're going to get that. We're going to go through that, and I want you, y'all got chat time to send us your what you're thankful for, your family, whatever, your jobs, your car, all that good stuff, just life, all that. I want to give y'all a chance to talk on the air, too.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for, all that stuff. We're going to both do our own before we get off the air. What you're thankful for over the past year has been up, down, all that kind of crazy stuff, man. So we definitely want to give everybody an opportunity to enjoy that, man.
Yeah.
But then we're going to talk about the Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Oh, my God.
Do's and don'ts.
Man, listen here.
For the upcoming Thanksgiving Day on tomorrow.
You don't hit me.
We want to help y'all today. We don't want no family fights tomorrow. We don't want no hurt feelings.
Man.
And, you know, because y'all look sensitive when it comes to y'all's, what y'all call cooking.
I think everybody kind of sensitive when it comes down to cooking.
I think it is. But, you know, we get extra sensitive.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Because, see, we go all out to do some stuff that, let me say this in a good Bible type of way, you wasn't blessed to do.
You know, honestly, before we get in it.
Yeah, we ain't going to get into it.
You know when it's not that good. When you first get there and they say, I'm so tired.
See, I don't know about
that. You be tired, though, from
No,
no, they giving you their excuse already.
They planting the seed.
Man, I was so tired.
Okay.
They worked me so hard the day before.
I couldn't even focus right.
Okay.
So you know something ain't right.
Okay. Okay. It was a DFD in the action.
A DFD.
You know what? I'm sorry.
I don't want nobody to have a DFD at your Thanksgiving dinner.
But you know, everybody can't, even if they had the directions, it's still a...
Man, for real.
It's a skill set.
It's a, but still, man, some recipes can help you out.
That's
but
true.
Some people
I
just
agree.
Do not follow directions.
I agree. So we're going to let me give y'all the rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to email the show, also you can email us. If you want to call in about what you're thankful for, help us out with that. If you, but you want to do that, area code 347-934-0546. If you want to email the show, email us your Thanksgiving greats, your hits, your misses, your fails. Taking the limits off at Comcast.net. Taking the limits off at Comcast.net. We would love to hear from you guys. Looking forward to hear from you guys. The live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv, Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Ustream.tv. Want to make sure, yeah, we good. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. And then Facebook Live. Facebook Live is up and running as well. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can definitely find us right there as well. And then also social media. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you guys via Twitter. And then, of course, you can follow us on our Facebook page. Simply just go on Facebook.com one more time, /radio. We'd love to hear from you guys. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off. Google search, man. Just do a simple Google search. Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You'll find us there. Hit the subscribe button. Don't cost you a dime. We'll be happy and glad to hear from you. Amen, amen, amen. So, Parks, man, what's going on, man?
Man, listen, you got this thing, man.
Been a minute. Been a minute since you've been here on the Wednesday, man.
I kind of miss it.
He said kind of.
You beat me to it. I was getting ready to say I really do miss it, man.
Thank you.
When I pulled up, I said, man, it's good to be back in the house.
I was glad the good deacon was downstairs, had the gate open already.
I
remember when nobody going to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, Lord. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, good deacon WC. Real quick, I want to put this out there. Our Thanksgiving feeding is tomorrow the community. If you guys have anyone you know who's in need, please feel free to tell them they can come over here tomorrow at 10 a.m. from 10 to 2. We're having a Thanksgiving Day service. We talk about the dinner with all the trimmings. You get you a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come at 10, get you a quick word. Ain't going to be long. And then we're going to serve some food.
Yeah.
And we're going to be serving until 2 o'clock. I know for a fact the brothers of the Masonic Hall, Lodge, donated 10 turkeys.
Wow.
So that's plenty
good.
Of food.
That's
a turkey
good.
Feed, what, a 7?
Oh, depending on who eating it.
Okay, so even if you let's say 5,
yeah,
then
5. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 10 turkeys.
Yeah,
that's 50. That's 50 people right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, then we got some hams down there.
Yeah,
and then all the other stuff.
Ham.
Right,
butter.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all tell people, man, and come out. And then if you local, you want to come out. You know, some of y'all single, ain't got nobody, and whatever. You probably just moved to the Chicagoland area. You really ain't got nobody. Y'all welcome to come by too. The address is 301 North Central, Chicago, Illinois, 60644. 301 North Central. Y'all come on back. I'll be here, right? And guess what? Y'all come in, I might do this tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Just for grin.
Uh-oh.
I might do this tomorrow. I got to talk this over with Tanya. I might just get myself in trouble. I might do this tomorrow. I might just go on air.
Okay.
Tomorrow while I'm here.
Oh, that'd be good.
I might just come. You know, if y'all come in, say you heard the show, you know what? I'll come up here, take you on a little tour or a little studio. And, you know, we might do that. You know, it's a little, you know, we got some stuff we need to. But I'm just saying.
That's what's up.
That might get vetoed.
Yeah,
but,
it may get vetoed. But the gesture was good.
Right.
I appreciate the gesture.
But y'all welcome to come out. Sit down with us, man. I'm going to be down there. I'm going to down there and be serving and sampling a little bit. You know, I got to get my stomach stretched for later.
Uh-oh, for later.
You know, you got to, you know, you.
Yeah.
You know, because you just go in hungry.
Yeah.
You're going to eat too fast.
Too fast to get too full.
And then you're going to get full.
Too fast.
But if you start with a regimen.
Yeah.
Don't make me preach this thing.
Talk about
if you
it,
start
man.
With a regimen.
Yes, sir.
You will be all right. So, I want to.
Yes, sir.
You got a hoop.
Man, I had one.
You felt the hoop.
I felt that, man.
So
I was thinking about greens, peas, tomatoes, potatoes, kettles. Just saying something.
Yeah, I know you
just butchered it, like,
for no reason. At least you recognize you.
I did, like.
But man, look, it's going to be a good time, man. So y'all come on through tomorrow down here to the kingdom at 301 North Central, man, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be serving all that good food that y'all like. And y'all welcome to come by, man. Look, and come and sit down and eat. Now, don't be coming up in here. Somebody said petty. Y'all petty. How we petty?
Deep be getting going down.
Yes.
Man, deep.
She said we petty. I think she was talking about it earlier. We were talking about people can't
cook.
But we're going to give you a chance to get to. That's her name?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same birthday. I met her. She had a snowball stand years ago. And so happened. Same birthday.
Now.
Go ahead.
She had a snowball stand.
Yeah, she still do.
But
she worked too, though.
No. I don't care about her working.
Okay.
I have a certain criteria.
She legit.
For snowball stand.
She legit.
Okay. Did she have an actual table?
She do.
Did she have pumps?
She do.
Okay. And
a tent.
She had a tent.
She legit.
Okay. All right. Because you know, you got all these.
And she's on Hamlin.
You got all these rogue snowball stands.
She legit. I got to give it to
people
her.
Got their juices on the floor.
And she got the new style snowball suit.
Oh, what's the new style? Help me. What's the new style?
1800.
You know what?
I
see. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you.
Mondays only. See what I'm saying?
Hey, I might get in trouble today.
1800, really?
Yeah. You don't know about the new snowballs?
No, bro.
Man, they got them called adult snowballs, man.
I know they used to do it on my
mom.
No,
they get it
and in. And they got shut down by
man,
the popo.
There's some $5 snowballs,
they got
man.
Shut down. You know what I said? They got shut down by the popo.
Yeah, popo, stop and get them now.
Because somebody gave a Hennessy snowball to a shorty.
Oh, they call communion snowballs, man.
Man,
communion on ice.
Pat Hicks, really? Really? Let me speak to the peoples in the room. Real quick, Facebook Live. I can't even see all y'all in here now because all
man,
my stuff is
going down
up.
Today, y'all. Scroll this.
Oh, I got gotcha. You.
Yeah,
so we can see who else all the way. Yeah, go to the files. You can see the first one then going down. Who we got in the room, man?
The first one's Cornelius Parks.
Oh, well, not him. Who else we
Glow
got?
Glow Girl Kiki.
Uh-huh.
Charlene Pepe.
Uh-huh.
Catherine Walker.
Uh-huh.
D-Rose.
Rose Hopper. Rose Hopper's been coming on the show since 2016.
She's in Alabama now.
She's been coming on the show since 2016.
Reggie Finley.
Oh, Lord.
Tisha Bell.
Oh, Lord.
Letitia Hanna.
Elliot T. Ivey just joined us, y'all.
Oh, President!
He just joined us, y'all.
Yes,
keep going.
We got Jill Allison,
uh-huh.
Janet Farrell,
uh-huh.
Hope DeBarbera,
mm-hmm.
Noka Jonas.
Uh-huh.
Jonas.
Okay, yeah.
Jonas.
Just get the name.
Jerry Deanne.
Uh-huh.
Paulette Brown.
Uh-huh.
Michael Brown. James Cartwell.
Uh-huh.
Carlette Anderson.
Uh-huh.
LaShawn Smith.
Uh-huh.
Pat Hicks
uh-huh.
in the house.
Uh-huh.
Lakeisha Winters.
Uh-huh.
Pervaz. Jahan Gill.
Okay.
Willie Parr.
Okay, that's Pops.
Pops, yeah,
yeah.
Pops in the
house.
He already gave his testimony.
Right.
Elliot. President Elliot T. Ivey.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Woo!
Oh, he, got,
he didn't come
he
out. Look at the Lord. The Lord has come into the house. Yes, sir. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Man, can I show it off? Yes, sir.
Show it to him like that.
Listen, let me hold on. Let me do it right. No. Man, listen, he brought this in for us. Man, he should never listen. I'm gonna tell you this, man. The prophet was making pies.
Let me move.
Yesterday. Now I gotta say this, and I'm gonna endorse him because.
And you're
going to
taste it first.
Did you bring a knife?
Yes, I did.
Oh, bless him. He got some of my mama. He got
second.
Some of my mama in him,
but,
y'all, because my mama keeps a knife with her.
Watch this. We're going to move over 1 second, but I'm going to say this.
Oh, God.
When I seen the prophet doing his potato pie,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I've really never seen as smooth
uh-huh.
as a potato pie.
It looked creamy, didn't it?
As the proper. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The presence, his
let me hold it.
His presentation.
No,
I ain't spit on it yet. His presentation of his pie is very unique. Look at that. It's smooth.
Y'all see that?
I mean, look at that. Look at that. It looks kind of deep dish.
Yes, it is.
See, look at. I know my stuff. I mean, y'all can see. I know what I'm talking about.
Just don't say Sam's Club.
No. Because he did. Now, watch this now.
This man, you good.
This man, watch this, y'all.
This man, only man I know that did a presentation on his crust.
Yeah, he did. Now I must say,
he said you can't use this other cat, which he didn't say it.
I must say,
because he didn't want to get sued.
Right. I must say the indentions that you did on the what is it called the.
The crust.
The little crust on the outside.
Yes,
the is wonderfully done.
It looks marvelous.
It really does.
And the coloration.
Yeah, it's
of the crust.
Wonderful. You know who I got to get a sample of this to taste it?
Who?
Cardinal.
Deke downstairs.
Because
he make a wonderful sweet potato pie.
Is that the light skinned guy?
Yes, sir. To let you in.
He was staring at the bottom.
I gotta let Doug see.
Now you could have took that in a couple of ways. They probably looked at that pie. Oh, you think you on to something, huh?
Lord have mercy.
Now listen here,
because I normally order about 4 or 5 pies from WC every year.
Wow.
Seriously,
he can do it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know last year,
but
we
this
came
is
in,
all nice and thick.
Man,
like.
Listen at man, look at last year
that's
we came in.
Deep potato pie.
Deep was having about 5 turkeys going at the same time.
Yeah.
You should be
on. Man. Well, I can't hear it in my ear. There he goes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Prophet, uh-huh. I'm beyond, before we start talking about the do's and don'ts,
uh-huh.
Can we just cut the pie?
Yes, we can. Let's try it.
Let's try it.
Oh, man. I like my to be.
You can eat yours hot.
Not in room.
Honestly.
I've had it out for about a half hour. So
okay. I'm going to say
it's
this.
Not that bad.
But that's fine.
Only way I like my potato pie hot, I got to have a little scoop of ice cream on top.
I don't want it hot. I just like it room temperature.
I like it cold.
I like it room temperature myself.
See what I'm saying? That's the professional.
Room temperature or cold.
But this is a one. Let me show you.
Well, I'm hood.
That's okay. That's okay.
So I have to, you know.
Y'all see this thing?
We grew up in the house with so many folks.
This is a, I mean, and it's got some weight on it.
Man, deep dish.
That's what I'm
we had to take our piece of pie or cake and eat it on the outside.
Is this Giordano's?
So nobody try to eat it. That's what
no,
it like.
That's the Annie Gray sweet potato pie.
Man. Annie
who?
Annie Gray, my great grandmother.
Annie Gray.
Oh. Yeah, Annie Gray.
Man, listen here. We're gonna do it up.
Listen, well, look, you give him a
bless the Lord with all my soul.
Bless the food, Paul.
In Jesus' name.
I'm on a prophet.
Look, okay,
I'm getting my grace ready for tomorrow. So let me give y'all the best grace ever.
Man.
For Thanksgiving. Go ahead.
You ready?
Go ahead.
It's
gonna set you free.
Go ahead.
You just they're gonna say something. They're gonna say pray, and you just make it real simple.
Go
thank
ahead.
The Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Bless the cook.
Bless the cook.
If we want some more, we know where to look.
We know where to look.
Amen.
Amen. That is.
But now,
you can't not live if you don't want no more.
That's fine.
Get out the door.
But you can see, that's all you got to do. You took care of all the particulars. Everybody, look, he come in here with knives and
man,
he's napkins.
He's straight.
Hold on, y'all. Let me sit up
straight.
Here. Look,
you see me? I got my suit ready.
We should have dressed better.
Man, I like my sweater.
I'm just saying, but we should
have dressed. We should have
tied.
Yeah.
Look at he got forks.
Listen here,
man. Just cut mine. I ain't using no fork.
I'm gonna tell you this. The prophet's real deal, y'all.
You could just cut mine. Just like mine. I ain't using no fork.
He's the business man.
I go hand in when the.
You know, I don't look at too many
mm-hmm.
cooking because we all can cook.
Right.
But he was on to something with his sweet potato pie.
It looks so
and
looks
his
cream.
Homemade.
Bless him.
Oh, look at Jesus. Man, look at him. His homemade cranberry sauce. He put apples in his.
We're going to talk about that too because
yeah.
I'm not a cranberry
yeah.
sauce dude. I've never
now,
been a fan.
You know, I'm going to say this. We all friends of Darius.
Yeah, Darius. Uh-huh.
But I have to get on Darius.
Oh.
Because
don't start
No, I'm serious.
Okay, because Darius got a fan base that's a
he
little rough.
He does, but Darius.
They like the beehive.
You
they're
trying
like,
to watch it. But oh. Jerry said okay too many times.
We have a caller. I'm sorry.
It's like a preacher say amen every time he say one word.
Who is
amen.
This? Uh-oh. I don't know. Let me see who this is. I think his number looks familiar to me. Caller, you are on the air.
Yeah, I am. Hello?
Caller from the 630 area code.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit there, caller. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. Come on.
Oh, I was just saying happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, who is this?
Yes. This is Felicia. I haven't talked to y'all in a while.
Oh, Felicia from Lombard.
Yes.
See, I'm with Felicia Martin. Felicia Martin,
oh,
right? Ain't been on in a minute.
A minute,
right? Ain't been on in a minute. Where you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, but where you been though? We ain't seen you. Ain't heard nothing. Ain't had a comment. You know?
Oh God.
I can't lie. That sweet potato pie smell. Oh, I'm sorry. She on there.
What
I'm sorry. See, I couldn't hear you because Parks is talking about this pie. I couldn't hear nothing you was saying. What you?
No, what did he say?
Parks is talking about this sweet potato pie. Thank you.
Ooh,
yeah. I really wasn't going to use it. I'm, you know.
Okay, but Felicia, you know what? We thank you so much. What's going on with you? What you do? You got plans for Thanksgiving? You going somewhere? Your mom and them cooking? Somebody cooking something? What?
Oh, yeah. I'm hitting a bunch of houses, helping the homeless, all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we have some technical. You sound a little muffled.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody else can hear you, but man, we appreciate you calling. Make sure you look now. You stick around and talk to the people. But God bless you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Okay.
You too. All right.
We gotta go.
He's so ignorant.
All right. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. We tasting the prophet's sweet potato pie.
Oh Jesus. You know, it's a rare time I can't talk.
Oh my God!
It's a rare time I can't talk.
Listen, he's official.
Yeah, that pie.
He's official, y'all.
Right there.
Listen, I'm wondering if I take my finger and rub across this pie.
Somebody said the prophet's pie.
Hey, listen, honestly,
no, this is good.
This can your pie. And I'm not just saying this.
No, I would say if it was, y'all know
your pie can really go down as the prophet's pie.
Y'all know if
the prophet's sweet potato pie. You know, Patty pie can get some plugs and it's nasty. You can get some. Listen, no, I'm just keeping it real. I don't. No, this pie.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me talk about it for a moment. Let me give them. I don't want to be too ignorant on the radio, but hold on 1 second. Let me tell you about this pie.
Oh, Lord, I haven't cut into it right
now. You messing up over here.
I'm
Let me tell you about this pie on here.
Your crust buttery?
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't like that crust version, though. I don't like that one.
Why not?
Mm-mm.
Help us.
I don't like that brand, but that's all they have.
My God.
So look at you. Add your seasoning to the crust?
No, don't do anything to the crust.
Because this is their crust.
This is their crust.
But this crust is
okay.
You cooked it well. Don't tell me you made it yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this.
Look at y'all. They say they want something too. I can't help y'all about what y'all want.
The texture is great.
I'm in the selfish mode right now.
The blend with your taste and the butter crust really accommodates each other. Seriously. Now, I don't know what other crust you normally like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dangerous because if this is not your regular...
That's not the regular crust.
That's the dangerous part about this because... Something. Man. Now, have you... Go ahead, brother.
This hip-hop right here.
Yeah.
Is my mama on the line? Is she somewhere out here? Tanya, can you find out where my mama is, please?
I don't know. My grandmother I thought she made the best
this
the hip-hop, but...
It's blessing my soul.
It is.
Thank you, guys.
Right now.
No,
this is blessing my soul. Wait, they said we got an email. Let me, oh, Lord. See,
Why
hold
you
on.
Try it with your own crust.
Mm.
I have.
Mm.
I do it for New Year's. I make it with my
New Year's.
When I'm making one pie,
mm-hmm. okay.
I do my own crust. But when I'm making a whole lot of
okay, that's
pies,
smart.
It's laborious.
Okay,
so,
right,
laborious.
Right.
So it
right.
takes a lot of time.
I'm gonna get. To, I'm trying to pull up this email. I'm gonna read it in 1 minute,
wow.
Tanya. I'm just waiting for this computer to.
Yeah, if I'm making like
some.
Two or three pies.
Seriously though,
seriously
though,
yeah.
Probably week.
I'm not a crust man, but
yeah,
mm-hmm.
this is good, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
It is good.
Thank you.
And the folk that know me. Y'all know if it wasn't good, I tell y'all it was nasty.
Yeah.
He probably would never come back on the show. But I would.
No, I go and work on the crust.
I would say, hey, Doc, going back where you came from with this here. You, this ain't your anointing. This ain't your feel.
I saw you asking Darius the other night, can I really cook, though?
Yeah, but I did. I did ask. I asked questions.
Hey, Brother Dave, he's on here. The pods save people. Have it in your mouth.
You know, honestly, I got to give it to you, man. I'm, you know, when you're a cook yourself,
uh-huh.
you're a critic.
Paula is making peach cobbler, pumpkin rolls, and I'm making a banana pudding and a cake and other dessert. Okay, all right, Paula.
That's Mama McCurdy.
Yeah,
huh?
Mama McCurdy. Now, I know Mama McCurdy. Mama McCurdy, I wish I could save you a piece of this here pie to taste.
You know,
but I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm going to take a you know, elders get offended.
This is for the Wednesday people. You're just
okay,
Wednesday.
And you're right.
I just took the spatula and cut into that ugly slice.
Now,
so that's an ugly
elders
slice
get upset when young folks cook their food tastes a little better than theirs. And so I'm kind of afraid to take my grandmother with my mama a slice because she probably says nasty because she don't want it to outdo her.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm being honest, my grandmother, she can make some good hoe cakes, tea cakes, pies, cakes. But brother, this pie.
Glory to God.
And
it is good.
And I'm being honest.
This is
the serious side of me now.
This is awesome.
Wow.
I can see something in this pie.
Prophesy, receive it.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serious too. Come on.
I can see.
Your daddy say, son, mail your daddy a piece. Because your granny is a sweet potato pie cooker, and
hey,
I would love to take that.
Hey, old man, listen to me.
Old man.
Yeah, that's what
I know,
I'm talking.
I know.
Old man, listen. And you know how we feel about mama's pie.
Lord, have mercy, it's good.
This pie.
Lord,
it's
good.
And I'm going to go on record by saying this. It's probably the best sweet potato pie I ever tasted.
Look here.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, it's good.
I like.
See,
I'm being honest with you. I look at how it complements the crust.
Yeah.
I look at the blend.
That's the idea.
When I look at food, eat food, as being a cook, you look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah. Make sure we have an experience.
Make sure we cut a little piece off of there for Deke downstairs.
Yeah.
I just need him to sample it.
Yeah.
Because that's this is. All right, I'm good now. Let's.
Yeah, it's good, and let me. You know,
I want to run a lap or two.
I believe that is a call in your life.
Uh oh,
somebody just said that to me.
He's
this
speaking
morning.
Prophetically.
Yeah,
seriously,
yeah.
Because it has a unique taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Southern style.
It's good though.
With a blend mix of upscale. Your presentation on it is this. Flawless. You would think that they came out of like a Walmart or something with the presentation with
watching,
no lumps.
You've been watching the food now.
No, I'm sick, man. I've been
it's like chopped.
No, I'm serious. Like, I take this serious. Like, there's certain things I take serious, and this one of them. The presentation, even when I seen you do it live,
yeah,
I thought that, man, your presentation was superb.
Oh, thank you.
And a lot of things sell just off presentation itself.
And in the words of Pastor Reggie Royal, sweet potato pie, no strings.
No strings.
Yeah. See,
oh, God.
No strings.
Yeah.
Now,
no
in his machine, I did an entire demonstration on the string
thing.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. I learned something off that.
Really?
I really did. With that machine you had, the blender, I learned something off it. The key. And a lot of people need to see this, understand this in cooking. all that don't fall off needs to go in the garbage.
Needs to go in the garbage. Don't put it back in the pie.
Don't put it back in the pie.
Don't put it back in
that
the pie.
That was so profound.
Oh, my.
This can make a whole pie. It's just a lump of strings. Please don't put that back in the pie.
I mean, that's a word in itself.
Mahogany brown. Okay.
Some stuff that don't shake off, just take it off and throw
it
away.
We rebuke you right now, mahogany brown.
What she said.
Sweet potato pie is nasty.
Tiffany, stop.
She must eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah, she must eat something.
Yeah, she's from California.
That's pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Somebody done fixed her cinnamon.
Yeah. Angela say, bring you a piece downstairs. You better come upstairs if you here. Ain't nobody coming down the stairs.
Listen here, I just got to be real. You know, this.
Is Angela here? You better get out and ring the doorbell. They let you in.
She's here.
I'll bring her a piece downstairs.
I thought the cardinal was coming in, man.
I don't know where the cardinal is, man.
Where is he?
I don't know. It ain't my turn to watch him. My turn to watch him. I don't know where he at. You know, last time we talked about it, he said he texted. Wait a minute, because last time he came up in here late, he said he texted us and didn't nobody respond.
Was he supposed to come today?
You know, where is he supposed to be here?
I'm here because we all were supposed to be here today.
Right, right.
Well, he told me I better be here, so I was like, okay.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know where Tanya, look and see where Henderson at. I don't know where he at, because otherwise he's just gonna be mad. You know, he just be mad because he ain't getting. I'm definitely taking his piece of pie. Anyway, y'all. So look, it's the day before Thanksgiving, and I don't want. And I know somebody, your pops already. Now, can we go back up and read his? Because I asked people to tell us to move your plate. All right.
Yeah.
We asked people already to tell us what they were thankful for too. We also want to do that. We're gonna have fun today. We are. But we also want to take some time to give people a chance to talk about what they're thankful for. I can't see your pops' comments now, man. I don't even see them now because they done scrolled up too far. You may have to get them on that side over there, or you can look on your tablet. Maybe it's down there.
In what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just restart it. But on your thing. But anyway. Oh, here it goes right here. Oh, nope, that's not it. Anyway, we want to give people a chance to talk about what they're thankful for and stuff like that too. All of that, man, because you know what it's been for some people. It's been a hard year. You know what? I'm not trying to bring the tone down to the show or anything, but I know some people. A couple of friends of mine lost their parents right around this time, and so it's always hard when you get to Thanksgiving and stuff like that, man. But definitely want to give people a chance to talk about that real quick, if y'all don't mind, Cornelius Prophet Williams. I know there's a whole lot of stuff you're thankful for. But just off the top of your head, just something real quick.
I'm just thankful for life.
Yeah.
I'm just thankful because my life has been consumed with so much to just have my right mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simple things. Just simple things.
Yeah.
I thank him for peace of mind. That's huge for me.
Yeah.
It's a lot underneath those layers, but I just thank him for peace of mind.
That's good.
I'm thankful. One big thing episode took place this year too.
Mm-hmm.
One was myself and all my siblings. We got the opportunity to
I remember that.
It's been a long time coming, and we made a promise to each other that we're going to keep the bond going.
That's good.
And then also, too, after my divorce, I walked into 2017 healed.
That's awesome.
And so going through complications and hurt and pain, never thought I could see myself being in the place I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really thankful for that. Yeah.
Mm.
And then let me say this: our church, of course, we're thankful for our members and the position that the Lord has given us.
That's good.
To you,
man. Just off the top of my head, the one thing is growth.
Oh, that's good.
Just growth.
Yeah,
I'm thankful for growth.
Yeah,
and for a modicum of patience. I'm thankful for that, and so it's been good, man. It's been good. I know it's been rough for some people, and I'm thankful. And I'll say this, and I'm thankful for you guys, man. Seriously,
just real talk.
I'm thankful for you all, man. We don't talk every day. No, we don't hang out every day. But I'm just thankful for you all because you guys always feed. You're always pouring into.
Wow.
And you guys know this better than most. When you're someone who always pours into people, it's rare that you get poured into.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And so when you're around that pour into you, you can be nothing but grateful and thankful. So I'm appreciative to all of you guys, everybody that's a part of this thing. I'm over the top appreciative of it. So yes.
You know, I'm gonna say this. I've been watching you for a long time.
Okay.
Seriously, and you know when you watch a person, you really don't know them.
Right.
and you see him, and I just, my first concept thoughts of you was, this man just think you too deep. And I had to get to, no, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get to know you,
mm-hmm.
respect who you are, appreciate the anointing, the boldness, your walk,
mm-hmm.
Your testimony, and all that you do and share, and your passion, your heart for the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say you have become one of my favorites.
Oh, glory to God.
Not because we share the same first name.
That's right, Cornelius, Cornelius.
That's right, but because of your boldness and your courageousness in the spirit realm.
Amen.
As a young man, you're 41, just had a birthday.
Yes.
And so we said happy belated birthday to
yep.
the prophet.
Yep.
Indeed.
We said happy belated birthday. It was Sunday, I believe.
Sunday.
Should have put some candles on this pie.
Yeah, man.
No, not this pie.
Don't disrespect the pie.
He said, don't disrespect. But I appreciate you, man. And
it's a good point.
And thank you for being who you are, man. Seriously.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Lord.
This is your Facebook cardinal. Here's Emma, right? Hallelujah. As a reference to Dr. Michael Bernard Henderson, FR, period. How are we this evening?
Where you at, man?
I'm right here. I'm bathing my turkey. So I'm sure Lord knows I forgot about the show.
You know what? I ain't got nothing to say to him.
Now, first of all, everybody else gets birthday shout out. I didn't get married last week. Y'all just treated me so bad.
He what? Gardner, what'd you say?
I didn't get no birthday shout out last week. Y'all just freaked
out. Oh, that's right. That was
It was November 16th.
Yeah.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you was out of town. And we did Gardner. Give you a birthday shout out because we said you was
man.
Traveling because he was here. We did give you a shout out on Wednesday.
I didn't hear.
Go back and look at the video.
Right. Thank you. Hey, Cardinal.
You know what? Listen, don't be brand new, Cornelius, will you? Don't be brand new. Don't do that.
Your phone is breaking up. You must have T-Mobile.
No, I do not have T-Mobile. I have
yeah,
about to say something. This is a Christian.
I ain't
got no damn
food. Yeah, we're going to let you
back.
Yeah.
May
the
Lord watch.
I don't know what to do. Bye-bye.
I need to go.
Bye-bye. So. Bye-bye. Anyway,
but we can look.
Goodbye.
Yeah, hilarious.
Anyway,
you got me.
Help us, Lord, have mercy. You know, too bad we can't do the because it's the interface is not in
right.
in the Facebook. We can invite him in on the Facebook portion.
Right.
That would be good, but we
oh
can't,
that would be
you
hell.
Can't do that on the web version. You
exactly.
can only do that on the
phone
app and the iPad
yeah.
version. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
yeah. And I know, right? I know. Is it?
Bro, I ain't trying to rush them,
on,
but let's get these thank yous because I really want to dig into the dudes.
We are, we are. Do we have any more? Okay.
Oh yeah,
make sure
they start coming in.
Let's see. Where we at?
I know First Lady, Lady Williams did one.
Lakeisha Winters.
Winters did one.
It's one thing when a man can cook, he can bake as well. That's something to be thankful for. Spank Anton Little saying the words of Bernie Mac, I ain't never had no pumpkin pie. I'm just gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that right there.
I didn't either. But I had some pie.
Now
what kind of pie?
You know what?
This is a nice life.
And don't lie.
This is a nice
all right, hello.
Breaking the show like this.
He got Tanya, the producer, just
now can they hear him?
Yes.
I got people in high places. That's the problem.
He's got people in high places. Hey, Cardinal.
Right.
Did you check out Biggs?
I have not, but I heard that it was a wonderful place for the more mature uppity Negro, if you will. And I'm probably going to have to go by there. Thank you, Jesus.
I have no clue what they
talking okay.
about.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what is
big? Yeah, to help us out.
We'll talk about it.
We live on air. They have an inside conversation.
Is it a strip club?
I heard it was on like what you said on the side. You're not going to hear it very well. I am your brother. But anyway, yes, praise the Lord. I'm so sorry. It has slipped my mind. My brother came in town, and I had to welcome them in, and then trying to get Mr. Turkey Man ready. For on tomorrow.
Praise our God. But yes, Prophet Cornelius, happy 14th birthday. Bless you.
41st.
He said 14th.
14th backwards. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Come on now. Come on. Go with me. Go with me. So, yes. So, what are we discussing on this morning?
We ain't discussing. You know what? The good cardinal.
Yes.
Oh, God. You missed. The prophet brought in some sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I just got to get this ugly pie that put a dent in the thing.
I can tell you're a real cook. Yeah. That's been bothering you ever since you
did. He brought us some sweet potato pie.
I mean, if you want to cut it and give it to me, I'm fine with that too. And you missed out.
Not that fond of them. Not at all. Thank you.
You're not that fond of sweet potato pie?
No, sir, I'm not. But now.
You like pumpkin pie?
Dana, but not. You know, I'm about to say something on the radio.
That's why
but
people
now,
don't
Dana,
like them,
because
their parents been making pumpkin pie for years. They ain't made no sweet potato pie.
You want some? You like pumpkin pie?
No, sir.
Pie, she's so nasty.
It
really is. Anyway,
Dana King.
Yes, sir.
Now, the other time that I was at the show, glory to him, you expressed to me that you had to go by and pick up some oxtails. Am I correct?
Did you ever get those oxtails?
Yeah, I went and picked them up.
Yeah, and not only that, but now many of you don't know that even, glory to God, after he picked up oxtails, someone cooked them, and he had the unmitigated gall to send me a picture of the bone.
Of the bones?
Yes, the bones.
I thought you was an alpha, not a Q dog. You're alpha,
not
a Q dog.
But the bones.
The bones.
I sent you a video.
He was trying to say, bless your bones.
I was trying to say, asking him, can these bones live?
That's
what
lie.
I asked him.
Listen, he had taken his bald head black self over yonder and cleaned up all
it was,
the
it was not planned that way. The people called me and told me that they had the oxtails and I was going, and that I just followed the directions. You know what, Miss Gardner, we thank you so much. You go ahead on and finish basing your turkey.
No,
we got a show to do. We got a show to do.
You should have been here, Michael. Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all want to be brand new?
What?
Y'all want to be brand new? Listen, you still haven't given the count. Elder Dana, about the oxtail ministry.
Yes, sir. There's an accountability factor, and we will deal with the oxtail issue. Yes, sir. All right, but we go.
Deuces, Michael.
He said deuces.
Say what now?
Deuces.
Prophet Williams says deuces. He's giving you the two fingers.
Goodbye.
AOL. Oh,
okay,
then.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway. Oh, my God. We're going to get back to the yard and just lock that. Tanya, don't let him back in. If he call back in, don't you let him back in.
Hey, you know who you remind me of? Shanae.
Right.
When she won the contest. Hello?
Right.
Oh, when she won the Kid and Play ticket.
Right. The date with Kid and Play.
Yeah,
right.
Out of the blue. Hello?
That's crazy. Shanae Williams says, I'm thankful for that the call my daughter received this morning about her friend being murdered. I'm thankful that it wasn't my daughter. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for all that's grieving this season. Mm. Pat Hicks says, first and foremost, I thank God for salvation, then life, health, and wonderful family and friends. Mm. I thank God for everything, for without him, I would have nothing or be anything. Mm. Keisha Moore says, I'm thankful for God, family, life, stability, and happiness.
Mm.
Styles B says, I'm thankful for Jesus. He brought us through so much this year. I can say I never would have made it. Thank you for Jesus.
Mm.
David Dixon says, amen. When you pour, you rarely get poured into. Amen. Powerful good to be poured into. Chanada Williams says, I'm thankful for those prophet pies.
Mm.
She says, wait, I'm thankful that those prophet pies are going to buy me that Range Rover.
I know that's right.
What? Norma Worthy says, I'm thankful for life, health, and strength. Love y'all. What's the number? Oh,
347-93, as you ought to know the number. I'm so sick of folks asking me for this phone number. I say it 75 times. Erico 347-934-0546. Okay.
77
What's the number?
7779311.
I thought it was 37 else. Okay, you're right.
7 7.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so anyway, we have this. We've been having this conversation. We've had it now. I've had this conversation for a couple of years, and we've been doing this. It is
the dudes,
the pre-Thanksgiving deal. So before we get, what's your favorite dish? I know we know you can make a pie. But before we do that, let's talk about the cranberry sauce. I saw a bunch of comments asking about the cranberry sauce. You made your own.
Well, my favorite dish is green.
No, no.
Don't be that. I got people in high places. Loose hair, foul feeling. Love your hair, make you win.
You know what? I gotta go.
I am done. We have been hacked.
Oh my God.
Beverly said I just
Being
oh my God. David, we don't know where he's coming from.
I'm the Holy Spirit. I chose it. Not real. Sure, how about that?
This man just said he's the Holy Spirit.
Oh my God! Oh Lord!
I'll show up. Lose hair.
I can't do this anymore.
Oh man! Hey, I can't take it. My cheeks hurting so bad.
What in the world?
Michael, man, don't you got something to
man,
do?
I promise you, that's that Shanae episode, man.
Don't you have to say I'm the Holy Spirit? I'll show
I'm
up.
I'm the Holy Spirit.
David Dickinson said, "Get your omnipresent self."
Listen, don't be upset with the Holy Ghost.
He just said, don't be upset.
You know what? Michael Henderson, don't finish cutting your turkey.
We are trying to conduct a radio show.
Don't finish cooking your turkey.
No, I'm on the show now. So,
what?
My favorite food is green.
Continue. I'm on the show. You know what, Tanya? His equipment, look, that Boost mobile phone ain't working.
It ain't working.
Bye. You like a used pair of jeans.
Put him right over there. I'm going to put him over there. I ain't going to hang up on him. You sit right there and listen. Now.
I got control.
Man said, I'm the Holy Spirit.
This is Sprint. This is Sprint. And I've had the same number since 1999. Don't do that.
Stop playing.
This man said he the Holy Spirit.
Stop playing. He got to go. We got.
Oh my goodness.
Michael, don't finish cooking your turkey.
Man, I'm catching the crown for real.
Y'all send some hearts and likes and thumbs up if you want the omnipresence man to leave.
Michael,
listen.
Yes.
I done split the turkey in half. Come on, praise the Lord.
Why did you split the turkey in half?
Hold on.
You know what? Okay.
You cut the backbone out of the turkey, and there was a butterfly here.
We know all about the butterfly. Why are you butterflying? Are you planning to barbecue it? What are you doing? Stuffing it?
Pastor, you interrupted the Holy Spirit. I said that I am cutting it down the middle so I can put him on the grill.
Oh,
you're putting them on the grill.
Okay.
Yeah, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Grieve him not.
Grieve not. They said grieve not the Holy Spirit. Man, hey,
grieve not the
Holy
grieve not the host of the show. How about that?
Oh,
how about you don't grieve the host?
You just kicked him out and he just popped.
Apparently, you show right.
Now you're pushing buttons. And now you're driving him.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, they just treat me so bad. I don't know.
Michael.
Tanya, you are my friend. Continue to say, and I'll say,
So anyway, she gonna put it back on there. She, I promise Anyway, so can you please tell us about this cranberry sauce? If you can get back to it, please, sir. Oh,
I
my
made
God.
Cranberry sauce last night, and I was doing a demo on cranberry sauce. They can actually go to social media and look at go to my property
right.
page, so mm-hmm. you can look at it. What do they want to know? How to make it?
No, I'm just saying.
What's in it?
You made you like the only person I know. My grandmother is the only person that I've ever seen make regular real cranberry sauce.
Oh yeah, I never
because everybody else came out the can.
Disgusting.
But that's not even what you're making is not really in the cans. What's your
no?
No, he's using real cranberry.
But he got other ingredients.
Yeah.
What's in it?
I use real cranberries. Real cranberries, lemon juice. I use lime, fresh lime juice, squeezed lime juice,
mm-hmm.
orange juice, cornstarch, sugar, apple. You can put even in pecans or walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use whatever kind of rum or whiskey or whatever you like to put in that.
Rum and or whiskey.
Yeah, and you,
in
boil
the cranberry sauce.
Yeah, you boil it down on medium heat for 25 minutes, and when they start to pop, it will thicken in the pot. Then you let it cool, and you put it in the refrigerator.
So, would you suggest any type of apples, or is a certain type of apple?
I like the Granny Smith apples.
Best apple in the world.
Yeah,
best
apple in the world. Yeah. It holds better, and it doesn't overwhelm you with sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I was looking at you do that.
It's like the Exorcist. It's poltergeist. I'm telling you.
No.
It won't go away.
Baby kid.
You'll die with multiple. The Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost.
Stop. You know what? Michael, bye. We will see you later. Have a great day, Tanya. Don't put him through you no more. We done with him for the day. Good Lord. What? I had stalkers before, but Jesus.
This guy is impossible.
You think? Anyway, but it looked good. I saw the cranberry sauce too. It was good. And I'll say this, was that one of your first cooking videos?
Uh-huh.
Who was doing the camera work?
Chante.
She did pretty good. We're gonna get y'all a tripod. You know, because, you know, I think she was, you know, looking at the food and got a little happy. Her hands
started
shaking
a little
bit. I think she got excited about the, you know, get you a little tripod. But it really, everything looked well. It really did.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you that, but what's one of your favorite holiday dishes?
My favorite holiday dish is actually dressing.
It is the dressing,
mm-hmm.
not stuffing.
Well, it all depends on who cooks it.
Mm-mm.
Because it might be stuffing. if you know.
Right. Right, because we had this conversation last year with a pastor talking about stuffing and putting raisins and
carrots
and.
Well, I mean that, but you know what? I will say this.
Oh Lord,
take it from a cook.
Okay.
That dressing, that's exactly why it's called dressing. It's
mm-hmm.
because you could put anything in it. It's the cornbread part of it with the stock is the base.
Yes.
So whatever flavors, holiday flavors you like in your dressing, you can put that in your dressing.
Mm-hmm.
You could put cranberries, walnuts. A lot of people do seafood dressing. So
mm-hmm.
you can do it a number of ways. It all depends on your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Many people who, you know, really can't.
What are you laughing at now?
It depends on the culture?
No.
What?
Pat Hicks said Henderson is on
the
main line.
I didn't know it. You stay right there on Facebook. That's what you do. You stay right there. Help us, Lord. Okay. Anyway, dressing is your
dressing
favorite.
Dressing is my favorite. I think I also cook a really great dressing. I'm proud of what my dressing tastes.
What about you, sir?
Now, your stock. Is it from your chicken you boil or?
I do chicken most of the time.
Okay.
But on the holidays, because it's about the turkey.
Sure.
So I do my stock with chicken and turkey together. But
okay.
my stock takes about 8-9 hours to cook.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
8 to 9 hours. Okay.
What about you, sir?
I'm a turkey.
Favorite holiday dish. Okay, turkey.
Man, honestly, my family, you know, just put a big turkey in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have to have all the sides.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Honestly, just give me the turkey.
Wow.
I love turkey.
Hmm.
Like, you can jerk it, you can grill it, you can fry it, you can bake it. Just give me the turkey. I love
it. Moist?
I love it. It has to be. It has to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big judgment on good turkey, man. I love it. Like, man, I can just sit. That's why I sit, and the family put me there right by the turkey.
I'm serving turkey two ways this year.
Okay.
Well, man, he's actually my business partner.
So you're not doing smoked Cajun, you're just doing.
No, I'm just, he brined it.
Okay. Oh. He's doing brining.
Yeah,
okay.
He's doing a brining for the smoked one, but I'm doing a Cajun turkey for
gotcha.
The oven tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So we're doing turkeys two ways.
Gotcha. Now, what temperature do your turkey on?
I do my turkey on 350.
Okay.
I crank up the heat probably 45 minutes before it's mm-hmm. done to put an outer crust because
gotcha.
I stuff mine with gotta have the crust. I put all of the I stuff mine with not dressing or stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
But I put all kinds of fruit and
sure.
vegetables and stuff inside.
Oh, really?
Of mine. Yeah.
Fruit as well?
Fruit, oranges,
okay.
apple, pear.
Inside the turkey.
Inside the cavity. Bell
Ooh,
pepper,
gotcha.
Onion,
gotcha.
All of that stuff. And
yeah.
all of those aromas and
yeah.
flavors will be incorporated with the Cajun
Seriously.
Spice and rub that I do on it. And I just cover it in foil, put it in the oven. It's in a bath of juices.
So that would even off the balance of tasting the
yep.
sweet versus
yep.
the spice.
Absolutely. You got
gotcha.
It. You mm-hmm. got it. And all of that is in the
David
juices.
Dixon,
yeah.
tell him about them grapes.
Oh yeah, he actually did a photo shoot of my turkey one year.
Oh,
okay.
And when I take it out and put it on the platter,
mm-hmm.
I put grapes around it, all colored grapes around
okay.
it. You know, so people can nibble and
with the laying on the lettuce.
Yeah,
bed of lettuce.
Bed of lettuce.
Yeah.
You saw.
Yeah. yeah.
No, I heard you and Darius talking
oh,
on y'all
yeah.
thing the other day.
Yeah. yeah.
I was like, wow, wow.
Yeah. yeah.
That's good. Now I have to have everything. On my, I can't, when I do the first, you know, first of all, I'm the turkey leg dude.
Me too. Well, I'm turkey man.
Yeah, yeah but yeah. I have to have the leg of the turkey.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
I like the turkey leg.
It is
I like the wing.
I like the Fred, the
okay.
Fred Flintstone moment of
yeah.
sitting at the
yes,
table
sir.
And picking the leg
the,
up like
the flapper
this.
Part is what I like.
Oh,
yeah.
the flat.
Yeah.
You like the flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I like the whole,
yeah.
that caveman leg in my hand
yeah.
and sit at the table. People look at me like I'm crazy and I just
yeah.
bite down into it. That's when I know it's like official.
Yeah,
it's official for me. But then, as far as the sides, see, I got to have some greens and sweet potatoes and macaroni and cheese on the same pork coming through at the same time.
You know, honestly, my grandmother makes sure they're doing three turkeys. And I get one,
mm-hmm.
my other cousin get one,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one is pretty much for everybody else.
Okay.
Seriously, like, I love.
How many people does your family cook for?
Oh, my God, man. I have a huge family. My grandmother had 12 kids.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. And it's like 85 grandkids.
Ooh.
Seriously. Like, honestly.
What y'all eating at the park?
No, man, we're going to be at my uncle's
at
house
the conservatory.
This year. Honestly. And, you know, we that family, we're saved, and thank God for that. But we have fun, balanced games.
Wow.
And all. Man, it's like growing up in our family. Reason why I don't eat leftovers, we never had leftovers.
That's good. That's
I'm
good.
Serious. Like, people ask me all the time, are you from America? You don't eat leftovers. Well, when you never had to eat leftovers because you didn't have it, you don't want it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I look forward. This is my favorite time. Like,
I love the holidays.
Yes, yes. Like I told, I did a post today, like, burn the hospital down for those the place you was born. If you don't like holidays, just burn the hospital down. I can't stand people who always talk about the holidays. This man-made day, and man, that's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Now, Pat Hicks says I'm frying my turkeys. One will be infused with roasted garlic and butter, and the other is butter based, infused with a liquor of
God.
My family's choice.
Okay.
What you say, Williams?
I said, ooh. I'm scared to eat the fried turkeys.
Are you?
Are you?
Mm-hmm. It holds so much oil.
It does.
Does it really? Mm-hmm. It does. Now, when you even once you let it.
Yeah, it still holds oil. A lot of people think it's juice, but it's oil.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. The catch to it.
Okay.
You have to overcook it because, yeah, seriously, even if you're putting the thermometer inside is not giving you a proper reading.
Really?
Really. So it might say that it's ready, but it's still not ready yet.
Okay.
So you really have to overcook it and give it a nice crispy taste on the outside, but it'd be fairly done on the inside. And that's the complication with frying turkeys.
That's why everybody can't do it.
Everyone can't do
it.
Then also, you're right. Some people try to be cheap and buy
cheap oil. You
cheap
gotta fry
oil,
peanut
oil.
Oil.
Peanut oil ain't cheap.
$40, $40, $50.
And that's for what? Ten jugs, whatever that box.
You have to use it because it brings the oil goes up the temperature. That
it can withstand the heat.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You're hitting it right on the head, and that's the problem with the inside not being done.
That's right. And that's the problem why they hold so much oil.
Yep.
Because people aren't using it.
You're absolutely right.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so let's now here we go. So now it's Thanksgiving. And I'm sure you've all been there.
We got a question. Hold on.
Where is it at? Who got the question?
David Dickerson said.
Oh, can we talk about fried, smoked, roasted? What's the preference?
For me,
I prefer roasted.
I prefer roasted.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want mine out the oven.
Yeah.
I've had smoked.
Yeah. I just think that the smoked is gonna be the smoke because you're gonna get the smoke in.
Yeah.
It really depends on the brine because it just gives you a back taste on your palate. It's just gonna be smoked.
Did I share the story with y'all about my mama trying to smoke a turkey?
No.
But we're not gonna go there because I don't want to laugh at mama. And no,
you sure?
I'm positive. I laugh at everybody else.
I think you gonna have to laugh.
Oh.
What happened?
Okay, mama.
You don't want no trouble. She all right.
I'm just letting you know.
She all right.
I didn't do this.
So I think I might have been 14, 15. Mama bought a smoker, right? So I put the thing together, one of them Weber smokers.
Mm-hmm.
It's tall, about as tall as this chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the smoker together. Now, it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
She decided. Now, I ain't never smoked a turkey before.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know nothing about it. So put the charcoal in there. So she decides she going to smoked the turkey. We got enclosed back porch.
Oh, my God.
So she figured.
Smoke alarm.
So she, no, forget that. She figured if she put it in the doorway,
God.
Leave the back door open to the outside.
Wow.
That this was going to work out.
Wow.
And me going, okay, yeah, that'll work.
Oh, wow.
So we put the turkey in there. We got the thing says you have to let the smoker get up to a certain temperature.
Uh-huh.
And it gets up to, I think it says 450 or something like that. So you see the temperature gauge.
Yeah.
Open it up, put the turkey in, close the door. Now, we know this today. When you're smoking something, once you put it in there, you don't go back and open it up.
You don't.
Because you're going to screw up the temperature.
Yeah.
Right? Well, she had to check because she was like, well, is it cooking? Because you can't say nothing. You know, ain't like the oven with the glass door. And you know, and the oven going to keep the temperature because it's manufactured heat. So we went out, so the fire went down it said it was like at 150. So it ain't cooking fast enough. And we got people coming to the house. So she says, well, we're gonna have to relight the charcoal. She don't wanna take the turkey out. So she decides to squirt some light down in the bottom of the right. Turkey was engulfed.
I know.
Wait, it was blackened.
I know.
So wait. Let me go ahead and share this with y'all. So she was like, I got 2 hours.
She didn't scrape that.
Huh? No, it was the soot from the, it wasn't burnt. It was all the soot from the ash shot up on the.
Oh my God.
So she rinsed that thing off.
Man.
Up in the oven.
She wiped it like it was a bag.
How did it taste?
Oh, it was wonderful because she baked it.
She put it in the oven.
Oh, that smoke, yeah, and that was the one and only time that smoke is still on. And it's still on the back porch, but it was smoky flavor.
But you know, the problem with smoke is a lot of people don't know what to use.
Right.
What type of wood?
Yeah.
What type of wood chips?
Yes.
And it's the wood chip that really brings
apple
the flavor.
Wood or hickory.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
That really bring great flavor to you. Man, I love these conversations, man.
Michael said, I'm going to get it. I know, right? She going to hit this later.
Man. Mama, that's him. But so, you knew better than that.
So let's talk about some stuff. It's Thanksgiving.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It's Thanksgiving.
Here we go, y'all.
And I am one, and Parks, we talked about this, and you're here this time, and we want to ask you. Thanksgiving, how do you feel about experimentation on Thanksgiving?
experimentation with people's food.
Uh-huh.
No, we don't experience on we don't experiment on Thanksgiving. It's people are coming for a dining experience. People are coming to eat. Their appetites are already ready.
Help us.
Do not put anything before me that you know you wouldn't put before your mutt.
Such as
everything you cook in your kitchen.
So here's the deal. So yesterday I'm in Oak Brook yesterday, right?
Uh huh.
So people are talking about macaroni and cheese.
Uh huh.
And I hear the conversation because I'm like taking notes because I'm getting ready for today.
Uh-huh.
In my head, I'm like,
I'm doing a demo on my Mac tomorrow.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning?
For Thanksgiving? Oh, the one you're making for tomorrow.
Uh huh.
So help me with this. What's the deal with the eggs in the macaroni and cheese?
You got to. It's got to be fluffy.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
my mama's macaroni and cheese is fluffy every time, and she ain't never used an egg.
It's the eggs that does.
Deacon W.C. Rice downstairs don't put no egg in his macaroni and cheese.
It makes it puff.
Puff what?
Yeah.
It makes it fluffy.
So it's just the egg. So it must be the egg white that does that.
Yeah.
The yolk don't really.
Yeah.
It must be the white in the egg.
It must be the white. Yeah, but it gives it a lightness.
You put egg in your macaroni and
cheese? Yeah, but I don't think it's the white. I think it is the yolk.
The yolk is just gonna give it cream, but
the white is the white.
Rough.
Yeah, because the white is the same stuff to use when you're making whipped cream.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Or whipped cream. Not whipped cream. You use the white for what stuff you put on meringue. You're making meringue, not the whipped cream. Sorry, I knew it. You know what I was talking about. See, anyway, experiment during the summer so you can perfect it.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Honestly.
So if you've never cooked before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people, and it's not to knock people, because people are going to take this the wrong way. It's not to knock people.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should try to cook. But Thanksgiving ain't the time for you to make your first dish.
I'm going to be honest.
No, it's not.
If you 30 and under, that's not the time for you to make the whole entire dish.
Serious. You need some experience.
Thanksgiving, you need experience.
Like, my mother is on the phone Thanksgiving Day with at least three people.
I can believe that. Because
they're calling her.
Yeah.
They're calling for
I can believe that. Yeah, I can believe that.
She's like the Butterball hotline.
Wow. I can believe that. But, you know, and let's go into it.
Go ahead.
Dressing. You know, never should you be able to eat dressing out of a straw.
You shouldn't have to cut it like bread pudding.
It shouldn't look like cornbread still.
My point.
Right.
You shouldn't
be able to pick the dressing up with a spatula. That's what you're saying.
You shouldn't be able to cut your
dressing.
Stop cutting your dressing in squares.
He said to stop it.
Man, we seen some dressing that was so soupy.
You are married to an anointed woman. I'm just going to leave it alone. Did I not say that last year? She said that's like serving gritty greens.
Yep.
What's that crunch? I put some new seasoning in it,
right? Called dirt. I didn't wash them.
Right.
Good enough.
Man, we seen some dressing last year that was so soupy.
Yeah, you literally could.
Why was it soupy?
That's how they.
Man, when I tell you,
stock in it, poor babies.
Too much went the word. You seen vegetables floating on top.
And dressing? Did they cook it? Yeah.
It was in a aluminum pan.
Aluminum pan.
Took it out the oven.
Oh. Was it at a party?
No,
it was at Thanksgiving feeding.
It was on Facebook. Somebody's Facebook live feeding.
Yeah.
At their Thanksgiving service.
No, it's not possible.
Yeah.
Yes, it is possible.
Oh, God. But, you know, I must say this. The key to a great dressing dish is a great cornbread.
The cornbread is everything.
You have to treat your cornbread for your dressing.
No Jiffy.
Like the dressing.
No, we don't want
like
no Jiffy mix. No Jiffy.
You do not use Jiffy mix for the thing.
No Jiffy.
Or Martha
Jiffy
White.
Jiffy came home.
Right.
That's probably why it was soupy, is because they probably used Jiffy mix.
Jiffy mix is one step from cake.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So that's
if you put frosting on Jiffy, you don't even know if it's cake or cornbread.
That's true. At some people's houses, you don't know the difference.
Because they add more sugar.
Oh, God.
Cornbread is cornbread at my house, and cake is cake.
Larita Anthony said, why was it so loose?
All depending on who cooked it.
What about all these things in you said dressing, because called dressing, you put anything in it. I just think when you start adding, like, the whole carrot deal, I think it's disgusting. I'm sorry.
Well, again, I've had dressing with carrots, shredded carrots in it.
Shredded
or diced carrots. It was good. But here's the thing, though. If you're going to put vegetables or root vegetables in your dressing, you have to saute it first.
So we shouldn't be crunching on
I shouldn't be crunching on any vegetables in my dressing.
Okay, let's take out the root vegetables. I shouldn't crunch on your onion or your bell pepper either.
I should. It
or
should
celery.
Be sauteed.
Or your celery.
See, you heighten the flavor when you saute it.
Yes.
You know, you have
those juices.
Yeah. And you take all of that and you dump it over in the bread.
Right.
And then, you know, it's tender. You got to get it translucent.
So what's your menu?
Yeah, what's your menu for tomorrow?
My menu for tomorrow is...
Yeah, what time is dinner? Look?
4 o'clock. Okay. Y'all should drop by if y'all have time. Four,
don't talk now.
For real. Y'all should come by. Okay. I'm having smoked turkey, Cajun turkey, ham, dressing, macaroni and cheese, greens, string beans, sweet potatoes, potato salad, cornbread, cranberry sauce, chitterlings...
He pronounced it chitterling.
He pronounced it the correct pronunciation.
Way. Bourbon glazed pound cake.
Chitterling.
Caramel dream cake. A sweet potato pie. Buttermilk pie.
Can I bring some communion?
And German chocolate cake.
Chitterlings.
Can I bring some communion?
Shanada say, come on by.
you demon.
He almost. You just lost your invitation.
You demon.
You just love
not
it.
In my.
He goes now. You got to get yours on the curb. He's just gonna bring yours.
All right, here it is.
Said chitterlings, right? We chitterlings. Chitterlings.
Chitlins.
All right,
chitlins.
Yeah, but I like that.
Chitterlings. Chitterlings.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your chitlins thicker than government cheese, you didn't clean them.
What you mean thicker than government cheese?
You shouldn't have no thick chitlins.
Yeah, you're talking about the actual pieces.
The actual pieces shouldn't be thick. Because you still, 9 times of 10, you still got a lot of fat, a lot of
that membrane that
still on there.
That
if you ain't clean
the
them, right.
Part of
most chitlins are not really thick.
Well, you ain't supposed to really take all of that skin off there.
Lord,
my mother does it differently.
That's not the, but go ahead.
Yeah, my mother does it differently. She takes hers everything off. You can see through her.
Right.
Chitlins.
Right.
But they cook down, so they're not really meaty.
Right, exactly.
So for you to have that meaty experience, you need to have some of that skin
right.
on there, but you're supposed to take off the gook.
The gook.
And you're supposed to make sure that there's no black stuff in there.
Exactly.
Boo-boo.
Right.
I said, you boo-boo-boo-boo. I said, you boo-boo-boo. I said, you boo-boo-boo.
And they're supposed to be tender. You're supposed to be able to chew them tender easily.
Yeah, I don't.
What's the difference? And this is a good question.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between the hog maws and the chitlins and cooking?
Good question.
I don't use hog maws.
You don't?
Yeah, my mama don't use them either, I don't think.
Too tough for you?
It's not that it's too tough, but I just think it's overwhelming.
But that's your easy substitution for when you
when
run out.
Sometimes when people don't cook them right, it feels like this pig ears in my chitlins. I don't like that.
Gummy?
I don't like the
chewy
texture.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
See, I like hog maws.
Mm-hmm.
I like to put the hot sauce and little ketchup on them, and you know, you got to cut them because it is thick.
Yeah, you got to cut them. That's quite thick.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's laborious.
Yeah.
I am. Let me.
Laborious.
You know what, Park?
Yo.
I love them.
Yo.
I knew it was coming.
Your personal dictionary getting good today.
Man, for real.
Don't you.
ACT, baby, over here.
Don't go mess up the word.
Nah, I ain't.
Later. Don't.
I'm going to go to the dictionary and look it up. Like,
laborious.
He's going to use it. He going to be somewhere and use it in the wrong.
That
what you doing? Man, get off that laborious. Get your feet off my laborious. Before the laborious you.
Right.
Go sit your laborious up down before I make change out of you.
Why don't you put it on those on your sermon?
Oh. I know, right? I know.
Get up there, funny. You know Jesus was walking laborious.
But then you got, but church, man, church folks did. You deep now,
you deep, pastor.
You deep now.
Deep.
Wow, that's a word.
That word pastor used, laborious. Ooh, pastor went deep.
Yeah.
Pastor says some chilling pieces are a little thick. You just don't grab the skin like you just don't. Grab their skin like the pastor says and pull all that off. Let them cook down slow and easy.
Yes.
And she says she don't do the mauls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pat Hicks can cook too. Yeah, that's a wonderful labor intensive guys. Laborious, labor intensive. That's what he's trying to help us out. That's what it means. Labor intensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Dickerson is helping us out.
Oh, thank you.
Bless you. Wait a minute. You shouldn't have any. Shouldn't have any what?
Shouldn't have
chitlins at all. Lakeisha Winters. We gon' it's okay. Who she belong to?
I don't know.
She's one of y'all's people, Spock.
Oh, no, she's definitely.
She got a mask over her face. She's seen that on her emotion.
She eats grass. she one of them.
She don't eat greens.
She one of
kale.
She one of them. Oh, now let's talk about this. I am so serious, and I'm gonna try not to use no improper language. Don't y'all come put no kale in nobody's pot. Talk about his greens.
Talk about it.
Let's not fool nobody.
I got kale, potato.
I don't care. I want either collards, mustard, or turnip. That's all you gonna put in my thing. He looking at me funny like he might want to mix some kale in something. I don't care. We don't want that.
I like Dickerson.
Yes, that's my brother.
No, I like him because he makes me. There you go. I forget. You said under Mr. Doctor Dictionary Thesaurus Encyclopedia himself.
Oh, Elliot? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Leroy. Leroy. Oh, yeah, Leroy. Right. That, oh, yeah, he did. Oh, duh. He didn't know that. Right.
The words he used.
So you cooking kale tomorrow, aren't you?
No.
Oh, okay. I got nervous. You hit me.
I used to, when I do mixed greens, I put kale in there. I put kale, spinach, mustard, turnips, collard.
But a little bit of kale.
Mustard.
A little.
Mixed greens cooking or like a salad?
Mixed greens cooked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the ham hock down in there or aged pork belly.
Oh, pork belly. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, bless him.
Henderson said hog maws are pig stomach.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So how y'all feel about, this is another comment that came up yesterday, marshmallows on sweet potato.
No, thank you. I don't want any casserole.
I don't want no casserole. That's...
My stomach is hurting.
Yeah.
Just eat a piece of sweet potato pie. If that's
right. Yeah, right. That's... I've seen that before. I think it's just over the top. I think it's more for...
I think it's good when you have a simple Thanksgiving. Just want to do a casserole, string beans, a turkey.
Right.
Some mashed potatoes or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's define this, because there's a difference between sweet potatoes and candy yams.
There is.
Yeah, you mean the preparation.
The preparation.
Yeah, preparation. Yes.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
And I believe most people put the marshmallows in the sweet potatoes.
No.
You think they put them in the candy
yams?
No,
that's the casserole.
Because the sweet potato casserole is really mashed sweet potato.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sweet potato, right. Yeah.
Well, no, I call mine, I call them sweet potatoes and yams. I cook them the same way, but the candy yams is what people, you know, they like that dark caramelization.
There you go.
Really?
There you go. That's more candy yams.
It's overcooked.
Is more the southern version.
I don't like
version.
That thick syrup. I can get my syrup is thick and good, but they're not supposed to be dark. My sweet potatoes are actually the color of that pie.
Now,
I
said this Monday, and I'm going to say it again. Do not prep your sweet potatoes pies the same way you do your sweet potato dish.
That's true.
That's two different preps.
Two different preps.
Your pie and yam shouldn't taste the same.
That's true.
At all.
That's true.
No, they really shouldn't.
At all.
I remember, you know, sweet potatoes. My mom, when she cooks sweet potatoes, she taught me to cook them, and when my great grandmama taught me to cook them, there's no water in the pot.
Nope.
It's
you put
right.
water in the pot, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, you just
nothing in that
pot but them sweet potatoes and
the
sugar
and
that nutmeg.
The sugar is
what's
really
going to
help your face
right.
with the sweat of the heat that comes in through the covering.
I've already chopped mine are in the fridge prepped.
Okay, cool.
Oh, you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Have you guys ever had, and you don't eat chitlins at all, right?
What?
Oh, you do? Okay. How you guys had, not just
we did almost a whole show on chitlins a few Fridays ago.
Oh, I didn't hear. Oh, I missed it. No, I missed it. No, seriously, I missed it.
I do want you to taste my chitlins, though,
now,
Dana. You gotta taste them. You gotta try them.
Too.
I am.
Okay, but
I will.
I seen this on Facebook today.
Mine are already done.
They have fried chitlins. Have you ever tasted that before?
I don't like it.
Okay, but you taste it? Okay.
I don't like it.
Oh, here we go. We got a.
We have a special announcement. I'm sorry. I just had to break the spin. Special announcement. Pause for some reason didn't believe I hate chitlins. Can y'all really understand? What kind of...
Do you really want me to answer that?
What? Yeah, go ahead. Why do you think I don't eat chitlins? I'm too bougie for chitlins? That's what you're going to say?
Shanada, no, you're not. Do not touch one of those pies.
Oh, my God. First lady says you left her at home.
You're not
cutting
one of those pies.
She's getting ready to
you will wait tomorrow. She knows that I can't stand for food to be dipped out of.
Oh, Jesus.
Eaten out of. Don't put none on the table that's already been sliced.
Oh, that's cut. Oh, yeah.
I just. Oh, God, it does.
Now, my mom does this. My mom still does this. So it'll be like a something simple. It's just me, her, and maybe one or two other people, mm-hmm. right? And she still does the whole, like, set the table thing.
Yeah, I did too.
And so she brings, like, and I try to tell her, I said, you know, just I fix my plate in the kitchen, right? You know, I just want to eat. That's in the table. But she will literally, you know.
Are you talking about the plate setting?
Oh, all of that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I decorate the table, but I can do plate setting.
Wait, and so now I'm in the kitchen. So I got to go in the kitchen and help lift this turkey out of the roasting pan and then put it on this platter and then take this platter of turkey to the dining room table that has the leaf put
That's
in it.
That's right, mother.
You know?
Now,
with the cloth napkin.
I don't want to come to your house and see your turkey sitting in the pan you baked it in.
Come on, man.
Treat the turkey right.
Treat it right. If you don't treat nothing, if you don't treat nothing else right,
stay out the kitchen.
You got to treat that turkey.
Stay your way out the kitchen.
Right. Stay your out the kitchen. Stay your blessed ass sure out the kitchen. How you
listen, so I just got three text messages from three of my softball brothers.
Oh, Lord. Help us.
Prophet, they we endorsed you well.
Uh-huh.
They asked, how can they get one of those pies?
I'll be selling them for Christmas.
Oh.
All right.
I will.
All right.
We'll have them on the market probably.
All the way through?
All the way through to the holidays.
Thank you. Because, all right, I'm going to say this. I'm having my Christmas gala,
mm-hmm.
which is for my fundraiser for my Christmas toys. We're giving out 10,000 Christmas toys this year.
Oh, wow. That's remarkable.
Yeah. And so... there's a dessert. Yeah, serious.
I'm going home.
There's a dessert. What you read, man?
Pat Hicks need help.
What'd she say?
She's giving
Miss Tops. Look at me. Just look at me. No, just look at me. No, Prophet, look at me. Don't pay no
attention.
Man, Pat hit us last Monday.
The edible starchy tuber of a climbing plant, widely distributed in tropical and subtropical countries. Sweet potato, the Central American climbing plant that yields the sweet potato, widely cultivated in warm countries.
Wait, what was the word Monday?
I don't even remember.
Right.
She downloaded the Webster app on her phone or something. Because she is going all in with all of the information. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Pat. So
about these pies.
So I'm doing a big thing.
Uh-huh.
And I want... And you know, it's a fundraiser,
uh-huh.
so we can get the toys, which we trust in God. We had 3,000 toys
uh-huh.
so far.
Uh-huh.
Let's figure out how can I get these pies there. And it's December the 8th.
See, I remember.
There you go. December the 8th. next month.
Uh-huh.
And definitely would love to get them pies there. Seriously.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen. So, Bink, all you guys that hit me up, they will be at the party. Because this pie is scrumptious. It is. Man, I upgrade my vocabulary to the prophet.
It's scrumptious and said it right.
Yes.
Okay, real quick. So, how y'all feel about rice molds? That's too
Not
much.
For Thanksgiving.
It's doing
exactly.
too much.
It's
it
doing
is.
Just too much.
It
just
is. Too much.
Yeah,
do you even want rice?
Just stuff.
Do you even
stuff.
Want rice?
Some people make rice dressing.
Huh?
Yeah, people, you know.
Not rice pudding.
What that is?
Well,
no, I'm about to tell you.
Is it real? I don't know.
What that is?
I'm getting ready to, like, ask questions
right.
to make sure he didn't make mistakes. Like.
No, they toast their rice, then they boil their rice, and then they cook a meat sauce.
No.
Really?
With like vegetables, ground beef, all of that stuff, and then they mix it in.
Rice what?
Rice
what?
I don't cook it.
But rice dressing?
Yeah, they do rice dressing.
Where they from?
They do it like
dressing. Where they from?
They black. The lady was black who did it every year, rice dressing.
She just didn't.
She couldn't afford it.
Was that a poor folk meal?
She couldn't afford it.
But let me tell you, if you do it right, it's good.
I can see the stock with the rice and all that.
Have you ever had risotto?
Yes.
That's a rice dressing.
No, stop it. No, it's risotto. We ain't finna go there. You ain't finna change no names on stuff.
I can cook
risotto.
It's Italian rice dressing.
I cook a bomb risotto.
Because you know they don't have stuffing too much in Italian family.
No, they don't
have risotto.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But yes, but We're not finna change
the
name.
You know, people can do everything what they do in that culture. They do everything with risotto that they do with translate. They do great risotto, truffle risotto, all kinds of risotto, seafood, lobster risotto.
Woo. Yes, yes.
That's a poor folks meal.
Yeah, the rice dressing.
That's poor folks meal.
Yeah, that's something she couldn't afford the rest of the chicken. Probably.
That's poor folks meal.
Anyway, so so what about these people who have gone away from the turkey on Thanksgiving? I saw folks talking about some. If you ain't got no crab legs at your Thanksgiving, you ain't having no Thanksgiving.
I think seafood dishes are more of New
Christmas.
Year's kind of stuff.
New Year's and yeah. Ain't nobody trying
that, but no.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is that bird got to be
even
on the
even if
table.
I don't eat a lot, I want to smell a lot.
Yeah, the bird is for Thanksgiving. Yeah. The ham's Christmas.
Yeah,
and I'm not a big ham fan.
Oh, you don't eat ham?
I eat it for breakfast after y'all cook it on the.
But let me tell you something. That's the best. Crisp it down in some butter and throw it in there with some mustard.
The next day.
And I'm going to be on shot.
Go. He went in.
I went in.
He just went in.
All the way.
Hey,
man.
That ham on the bone. So let me ask y'all this. Let me ask you this. Do y'all eat breakfast on Thanksgiving?
I do too.
Yeah. I do. I have to. Because you have to.
Now, so this year, we're serving at 1 o'clock.
Ooh, that's a little early.
At 1 o'clock. Like,
I'm doing 4.
Somebody why y'all eating so early?
I don't know.
Somebody bought me a Sakatumi cake for my birthday. So
now what's in
the
Sakatumi cake? Because I've heard the name.
Cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon roll as a cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Ain't
and what I'm going to do is I'm going to use that cake.
You call somebody at 1:30.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to use that cake as French toast for breakfast.
Oh.
French toast with the cake. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was yeah. So he give him his what you call it? Because he was supposed to be out of here. slide that chair out, and then you're gonna switch.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just push that one out, and then get up and you ain't gonna get up then. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
Michael.
He put Michael in the back.
That's for Mr. Omnipresent.
All right. So anyway, what? So I'm sorry. What were we talking about before he ran about here?
He's back.
What did he forget? Oh, that's important.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Is that it? You, yeah, all right. Bless you, sir. Have a good one, man. Appreciate you.
Happy thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, take that rice stuff and stuff it in the bell pepper. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I was about to say.
Stuff
bell pepper.
Now, stuff bell peppers on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Pretty good. I mean, some people like the cute stuff. A lot of people don't like the traditional stuff that we, you know.
I was with your earlier statement, though. I think you keep it simple.
Yeah,
I think you keep it. You keep it. I don't think it's, again, and it was all in fun. You know, we had it's funny because I put this in my, every year, it's, you know, Facebook memories that pop up.
Yeah.
So every year I've had this list of things you not to do for Thanksgiving. And I laughed because it popped up again this morning. I'm seeing if I can pull it up real quick. The do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving. And you hit the first one real quick about cooking. Let me see if I can find this real quick. No, it's not coming up now. Ain't that something? But it was literally, it was like the do's and don'ts. Like if you've never cooked before, you shouldn't use Thanksgiving Day as a time for
as your
debut.
Yeah.
Need you to go through some training.
Yeah, you need to go through trial and tribulation.
Something.
You need to be tested.
Well, Mr. God, hello. Praise the Lord. I'm back. Praise the Lord.
You know what?
Praise the Lord.
Ooh, Tanya, I promise you. I promise you when I see you.
Listen. I just want to be a part of the show very quickly. Very
yes,
quickly.
Sir. Yes.
And they want to know that we're praying for all of you. But now, Prophet William.
Yes, brother.
So you're going to take the cake and use that for French toast.
Yes, the Sakatumi cake. I'm going to make French toast.
Okay,
with the Sakatumi
cake.
You're
going to make French toast.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to take someone's hard cake, hard they worked hard on, praise God, and use it for French toast.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's either that or it'll be one of my desserts for Thanksgiving. So I'd rather use the cake for dessert, I mean, for French toast for breakfast.
Then you're going to say it all over the Etherwave.
Huh?
Who's fucking
then you say it all over the Etherwave.
Do he know whose cake you're using or something?
The Sakatumi cake was from Walmart.
Oh!
Well, listen, baby, I thought somebody had thank you. Thank you for the correction, man of God. I thought you had it. Somebody had cooked it. Okay.
No. I wouldn't do that to anyone else's prepared dessert.
You know,
but I'm going to use the Sakatumi cake. I'm going to have grits. I'm going to have sausage, eggs, and French toast. Sakatumi cake.
You know, yesterday, the Bible study teacher was teaching us about dormant spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this one right here.
I think this one. Has a dormant
I think
spirit.
This is the dormant spirit.
It's one down in there. One way down.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, sir?
And well, I wasn't lying, Dome. I just called in. I had to call in, you know, just for I saw that the middle prophet had left, so I tried to let me call in. Praise the Lord.
First of all, what are you eating? Because we hear you chewing. What are you eating?
What is Tanisha cooking?
Well, let's go back. I was eating a piece of chicken meat from the Chick-fil-A.
It's undone.
It's so time to go.
I'm going to have a little piece of pie in his honor.
Hold on. Here you go. At my house at 17 Sawyer, we all join in together. I cook, my sister cooks, and my brother cooks, and my sister-in-law cooks.
This is so wrong. So wrong. I am so done. Okay. Is there anything else?
Brother Cardinal.
Brother Cardinal Henderson.
Are we going off the air now?
No.
We're about to.
We're about to get ready to go.
We just want you to exhaust all of your concerns.
Now, Cornelius Williams, we don't have to do that, you know. Manelka, we can do this. We can do the linguistic thing. We really can. But anyway, you all have a fabulous Turkey Day,
that
and then
beautiful.
I'll be at Mama's house. Y'all be sweet. Bye now.
All right, bye.
See, that's how you get him. You let him wrap up.
He ain't gone yet, though. You don't say nothing till he hang up. Now he ain't go. Oh, he gone. Bless the Lord. This pie is one. Man, thank you so much. You surprised us. I did not know you was bringing this pie in.
Oh, yeah, I had to.
And I'm so glad Parks left without taking any more.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
That's yours.
It is mine. Yeah, I already claimed it. I named it and claimed it. My God, it is wonderful. And I don't know. You're going to tell me off the air what crust you used. I want to see which one you use versus the one my mama used. Because she don't feel like making. When she don't feel like making crust, you don't either. But I won't know which one you use. But you can tell me off the air. Because
right.
You said you ain't trying to get sued by nobody. anyway, man, we think this has been fun.
It has been.
Y'all have blessed me. It's been hilarious. Michael Henderson, bless you, sir. Thank you for whatever you did today. I'm still trying to understand. Tanya, he must have paid you something real good.
He had to.
Because normally she tries to silence him. But today, I think she your wife said that it's so not fair. You're on the air eating pie, but you're telling her she can't cut none at home.
That's right.
See, something ain't right about that now, Prophet. Now I'm going to have to take her side now. See, you here eating pie.
We were letting the people taste
the people. Not the prophet.
We cleared out a pie yesterday, so she can let that go.
He said they cleared out a pie. Did he use the word cleared out? He said y'all did something strange to a pie yesterday.
We ate a pie yesterday.
I
cut one as soon as it came out the oven.
And then what?
I couldn't wait for it to set.
And then what happened to the rest of it?
Cleared it out.
He said y'all took out a whole pie yesterday.
We took out a whole pie yesterday.
He said a pie did not survive.
What the problem is.
Right. Well, because you eating some today and she ain't.
Look at her falling out.
But she said.
Honey, in a few hours, we will be able
but
to
she
have
said,
pie.
You all cleared it out yesterday, but now you're eating pie today.
This is the pie that I brought for the show to taste.
Or because you on the show, you're
because
tasting.
I'm on the show, I'm a part of the panel, so I was able to taste the pie.
That's, you know, that ain't going to fly right. You should need to take a little piece home with you. Just trying to keep you out of trouble.
There are like eight other pies that's in the fridge.
Or maybe eight and two thirds of one.
If that woman cut into one of them pies.
Shanada, I'm gonna plead the blood for you, but I say go for it. You know me. Don't listen to me though.
Let Dana get you.
Right. Don't listen to Dana. Look, I've been married twice. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. I get you in trouble.
Lord Jesus, you know, Father, help me, God.
Exactly. Look, man, so we're praying that you all have a great Thanksgiving. Prophet is going to pray us out, and we're going to get ready to get up out of here. And, man, we just really hoping that you all have an amazing, amazing time tomorrow. Spend some time with your families.
and some folks, man, and just make sure that you're around. You know what? Do this. Spend some time tomorrow around some good people.
Yes.
You know what?
Yesterday, I said, yeah. Don't put anybody on your guest list that you ain't getting along with right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have fun.
And that includes family.
Yes.
I'm serious about that. If y'all ain't acting right all year long, we not finna fake it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Not while I'm trying to eat.
Not on my dime.
I ain't trying to look at your face frowned up and eat and enjoy my food. Pray us out, Prophet, please.
Father, we thank you for this holiday. We thank you for this platform. We thank
yes.
you for TTLO. We thank you for Dana King. We thank you for his staff. We even thank you for his investors and his backers.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you would cause them to prosper. Father, they know not what they do. They know not what they do. Father, we thank you, O God, that you're increasing their lives because they are giving. They're making it possible for mm-hmm. this platform to exist, for so many lives to be impacted, so many people to be blessed. Now, as we go into the holiday, Father, we pray that every family who will listen, every person who will listen to this, their family is blessed,
mm-hmm.
that, Father, they will have an enjoyable weekend. Father, that they would bond better, that they would communicate better, and then they would fall in love with each other better. Father, let something wonderful come out of each Thanksgiving celebration.
Mm.
Now, Father, we pray for those who are less fortunate, and we pray for those who are the poorest among us. And, Father, we pray that you would somehow make provision for them to get somewhere where they are able to get a meal
mm-hmm.
and to get warmth. And Father, to be able to feel the love in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray a special blessing on this church, Kingdom Baptist Church, that does so much for the community. Father, we pray that as they have their event tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
feeding the homeless from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Father, we pray, oh God, that the people are blessed and their lives are touched and that souls are saved. Bless this church, Father. Bless those, oh Father, who are responsible for seeing that vision through.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen.
Amen. Quick question. Are you all still doing this?
Yes, we are, from 10 a.m. to 2.
Tell the people.
12 noon, 10 a.m. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
Right. Tell the people.
10 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll be at World Dominion Church.
And you can come by and just pick up your dinner.
You can come by and pick up your plate, take it home. You don't have to sit
now,
at
y'all
our place.
Can come pick it up and come sit over here and eat.
Sit over there.
We got plenty of room, right?
We actually have the flyer available for them.
Oh, awesome.
You guys' flyer. So when we're done, we're actually going to post the information for them to come over
awesome.
There.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So, and plus, I'm going to do a live and let everybody
yeah.
know that when we're done, there's
yeah.
another location that's still open.
Absolutely. If people come late, if
yeah.
you guys, if,
mm-hmm.
especially if you guys end up
absolutely.
Getting overwhelmed,
yeah.
absolutely. Right
yeah.
around the corner.
Yep. So they can come right around the corner to eat. So that's 103 North Laramie Avenue, and that's in Chicago, Illinois, World Dominion Church. What y'all say?
Amen. 301 North Central, y'all, right here. Like I said, if y'all come and say you heard about it on the radio show, I might bring you up here. I might turn the show on for a few minutes during the service tomorrow, and let y'all get on some of this. So we're going to go downstairs because we got enough pie left. I want to take some of this pie down here to Deacon W.C. Rice. He's our cook down there in the kitchen.
I want
to
see this.
I want to see him taste some of this here pie because I think he's going to be blessed because I know I was. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for coming in. I know you got a lot of stuff to do.
Oh,
I
yeah.
appreciate you. It was an awesome, awesome time. Parks, thank you for coming in. I know this was not your regular day. Thank you for coming all the way over here, man. I appreciate you, too. Henderson? No. that's all I got. No. And yeah, I ate the oxtails. I'm going to tell everybody I ate them up. Yes, I did. Ate every one of them. Didn't even leave marrow on the bone. Amen. Y'all stay blessed, man. We got to go. Y'all take it easy. Y'all make sure you have fun this weekend. Peace out, y'all. Bye.
Keep your head on a swivel.
On a swivel.
Oh, God.
Let me see this.
You going to take this to the man? I'm going to put it back in this butt bag, but I'm going to dump this stuff off here. You have 547 views. That's good. I gotta get to the market today. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm.